This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
Warning! The following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Please buckle up and hold on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allyn Root, raw and unfiltered, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allyn Root.
All right, Wayne Allyn Root, the Root's on fire. Welcome to Wayne Allyn Root, Raw and Unfiltered on USA Radio Network, coming to you from the home that Root built. Of course, we make fun of that because it's the house that Ruth built. Remember, Babe Ruth built Yankee Stadium. This is the house that Root built here at KBET, my flagship station in Las Vegas, and USA Radio Network, my flagship national syndicator. Mexican officials worried that Biden's immigration policy is incentivizing human smuggling and gang activity. You think? Trump said, don't come. You can't come. We won't let you in. And they stopped coming. And when they and the ones that did come, we threw them out, put them on the other side of the Rio Grande River and said, you got to wait there. And then we turned them all down in court. And people got the message, and they stopped coming. And then Biden comes along and says, come on in, y'all come. He's like the cops at the Capitol building on the 6th of January. Come on in, come on. And everybody came in. Of course they're going to come in. When you wave people in, when a cop waves you in, you come in. They don't even think it's a crime. None of the conservatives thought it was a crime. They were being waved into the Capitol building by policemen, smiling, saying, come in. It's the same thing on the border. Why is it a crime? You're an illegal alien, and they're going, come on in. We're going to give you lawyers. We're going to give you free health care. We're going to give you free college. We're going to give your kids free public school. Your wife's going to have a baby. Great. We're paying for it. Taxpayers just agreed to pay for every baby you drop. Every anchor baby you drop, you get paid for. Everything you want, your wishes are command. Biden is treating illegal aliens the way that Obama treated the Iran deal. Anything Iran wants, you got it. Anything and everything. We'll give you the kitchen sink. Same thing with illegals. Treat them like Iran. We love you. The more you hate us, the more we love you. You think it just might be incentivizing human smuggling and gang activity? Isn't that how I ended the show yesterday? Almost my entire last hour yesterday, I ranted and raged about Joe Biden being in bed with Mexican drug cartels. I mean, we know he's in bed with the Chinese Communist Party. But I think among his biggest backers, other than the Chinese Communist Party, the other big backer has got to be the Mexican drug cartels, because this is their rainy dream. I'm not allowed to say any other words. I'll say it's rainy and wet outside, and it's their dream. What better dream could they possibly have than Joe Biden, a feeble old man with dementia as president, willing to open up the border and let everybody in? Therefore, Mexicans are in charge of the Mexican drug cartels are in charge of the border. They control the American border. This is the craziest thing I've ever heard in my entire life. Of course he's stimulating and incentivizing human smuggling and gang activity. Biden's telling the Mexican drug cartels, you want to bring drugs in? No problem, like Monty Hall. Come on down! You want to bring in women and just put them into sex dens in the United States and have sex day and night, night and day, and all the money goes to the Mexican drug cartels? Come on in! No problem. Are there pedophiles among you that want to bring in little kids? And they can make underage porn films? No problem. Come on in. This is what's going on in the United States of America under Joe Biden. The Mexican drug cartels and the Chinese communists are in charge of this country. They own this country. They own you. They own me. You know, we're all just slaves now, you know? You didn't like slavery? You thought slavery was bad? It was. You're slaves. I got news for you. Black slaves, white slaves, legal Hispanic slaves, gay slaves, women slaves, everybody's a slave now because you're all owned by the Mexican drug cartel and the Chinese Communist Party. Biden has sold this country out. take black people in Africa and bring them to America in the bottom of a ship with leg irons on and arm irons on and then sell them in an auction. And then the rest of their life, they're owned by someone who whips them if they don't like what they're doing and makes them work all day in the hot sun. Slavery was a horrible stain upon America. We all know that. Well, guess what? We're all slaves now. Everybody's a slave to communist China. Everybody's a slave to the Mexican drug cartel. This is what would have happened if we'd lost World War II. We all would have been slaves to Nazi Germany and the Japanese, and it would have been ugly what they would have done to us. Well, what do you think the Mexican drug cartels and the Chinese Communist Party have planned for us? Unbelievable. Unbelievable. And by the way, I was right about lockdowns, completely right. Remember, I had a reopen the economy event in April of 2020. In April, you know how long ago that was? 1 year ago. I had a big event last April, a month shy of a year ago, and I got about 10,000 people. We always felt there were about 10,000 people there. The parking lot was filled with so many cars, I've never seen anything like it in my life. When I pulled up, I couldn't even believe what I created. Unbelievable. Most beautiful sight I've ever seen in my entire life. Other than maybe my kids being born, was the moment I pulled up to that parking lot at, what was it called, the Outland Mall on Las Vegas Boulevard. And I saw literally thousands and thousands of cars and 10,000 people all in one place because I said, let's get together and demand the economy reopen. And I was right. A Stanford medical professor insists the COVID lockdowns were the worst public health mistake in the last 100 years. Dr. Scott Atlas isn't the only Stanford professor to embrace the principles of the Great Barrington Declaration. The former advisor to President Trump delivered a final address yesterday that summed up his criticisms of the U.S. COVID response, particularly the draconian lockdowns that destroyed millions of jobs and 100,000 small businesses. In his speech, Dr. Atlas warned the response to COVID in the U.S. has underscored a lack of diverse viewpoints on American college campuses and in the American mainstream press. First, I've been shocked at the enormous power of government to unilaterally decree, said, to simply close businesses and schools by edict and restrict personal movement and mandate behavior and eliminate our most basic freedoms without any end and little accountability. Second, I remain surprised at the acceptance by the American people of draconian rules, regulations, and unprecedented mandates, even those that are arbitrary, destructive, and wholly unscientific. The crisis has also exposed what we have all known existed, but we've tolerated for years, the overt bias of the media, the lack of diverse viewpoints in the media, the lack of diverse viewpoints on college campuses, the absence of neutrality in big tech controlling social media, and now more than ever, the intrusion of politics into science. The freedom to seek and state the truth is at risk here in the United States. But it turns out Dr. Atlas isn't alone. In a recent interview with Newsweek, Stanford's Dr. Jay Bhattacharya, it looks like, I don't know how to pronounce these names, Bhattacharya, a professor at the medical school in Stanford, warned lockdowns would be remembered as the biggest public health mistake we've ever made. The harm to people is catastrophic. Catastrophic would be a sandwich. It's like a pastrami sandwich, catastrophe sandwich. The harm to people is catastrophic. I stand behind my comment. The lockdowns are the single worst public health mistake in the last 100 years. We'll be counting the catastrophic health and psychological harms imposed on nearly every poor person on the face of the earth for a generation. See, okay, poor people, great. What you're not mentioning is how many restaurant owners did you make bankrupt when they used to be rich? At the same time, they have not served to control the epidemic in places where they've been most vigorously imposed. Isn't that what I've said on this show thousands of times? They never stopped COVID. The places that were most locked down had the most sick people. It says they have at best protected the non-essential class from COVID while exposing essential working class to disease. The lockdowns are trickle-down epidemiology. He said, this stems from two basic facts. One is that people who are older have a much higher risk from dying of COVID than people who are younger, and that's a really important fact because we know who the most vulnerable is. It's people that are older. So let's protect the vulnerable. Isn't this what I said since February? The other idea is lockdowns themselves impose great harm on people. Lockdowns are not a natural, normal way to live. Lockdowns have aggravated economic inequality by creating an undue burden for the poor. It's not very equal. People who are poor face much more hardship from the lockdowns than people who are rich. You know, look, if you have $100 million in the bank, I understand there's no harm at all to a lockdown. Who cares? You take a vacation for 2 months. Who cares? 3 months. A year. Who cares? You still have $100 million in the bank. What none of these people ever talk about is upper middle class people, small business owners, professionals who were destroyed by this thing. I would argue the poor didn't get destroyed. Yes, they lost their jobs, but they all got so much unemployment. They made more money unemployed, not working, than they ever did working. And now with Biden's president, more than ever, they never have to work again. But I would argue that it's middle class and upper middle class people who got destroyed, not poor people. Anyway, United States states are already moving to roll back restrictions. Texas and Mississippi leading the charge to lift all remaining vestiges of the lockdown. Blue states like Connecticut and Maryland have laid out plans to ease their COVID measures. And meanwhile, Dr. Fauci's continued to urge states to wait, warning that mutated strains of the virus could cause a resurgence. Nothing's ever good enough for Fauci. Nothing is ever good enough. And all of this is why South Florida real estate is on fire. And by the way, even though Vegas and Nevada have not been nearly as good as Florida, Vegas real estate is on fire. I mean, I've never seen anything like it. There are no homes for sale in Las Vegas. None. If a home hits the market, it's sold in hours with multiple offers. The entire California is moving to Vegas. Because as bad as it's been here with the crazy leader, Sisolak, the crazy socialist leader, Sisolak, who shut our economy down and put ridiculous, absurd restrictions in place, as bad as it's been, it's far better than California. And so everyone in California has to get out of California, and everyone in New York is going to Florida. They got to get out of New York. And it just so happens that Nevada has zero state income taxes, and Florida has zero state income taxes. And a lot of other people are rushing to Texas, and it just so happens that Texas has zero state income taxes. It just so happens these are the lowest tax states in America that people are running to, and California and New York are the highest tax states, and people are running away from them, along with Illinois and Michigan. I wonder what the coincidence is. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn for Liberty HealthShare. If you need a healthcare program for 2021, you are in luck. A special enrollment period is taking place right now through May 15th. Liberty HealthShare offers affordable healthcare sharing programs starting as low as $199 per month. Discover more about the power of sharing at libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRuth. I found Liberty HealthShare 6 years ago. It was the best decision I've ever made. It's an alternative to health insurance. It's Christian healthcare sharing from a nonprofit ministry. There are no contracts. There's no network. You choose any doctor or hospital you want. Here's the most important things you need to know. First, credibility. Liberty has over 200,000 members. They paid out over $1.2 billion in claims in the past 4 years. Second, my personal experience. I'm a member. My children are members. Just in premiums alone, I've saved over $100,000 since I joined. To find out more about health sharing options, call 855-58-LIBERTY, 855-58-LIBERTY, or go to libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRuth. That's libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRuth.
Billy Gerard here for Ocean Salmon. It's the New Year's on its way, and you're making those resolutions. One of yours this year to eat better. And you know what? Salmon should be a part of that. And the best salmon is available, delivered to you from our friends at OceanSalmon.com. Chilean, farm-raised, sustainably raised in the cold Chilean waters. You know, it's one thing to make a commitment to eat better. The next step in that is knowing where your salmon comes from. The very best salmon comes from Chile, and that is OceanSalmon.com. Go right now. OceanSalmon.com. Use promo code ROCKSTAR15. You will get an additional pound of salmon. 15% off and free shipping. Ocean Salmon. OceanSalmon. OceanSalmon.com. Promo code ROCKSTAR15. Free shipping. An additional pound. Oh my goodness. And 15% off. OceanSalmon.com. OceanSalmon.com. That's OceanSalmon.com. Promo code ROCKSTAR15. Hurry. Supplies are limited.
Hi, this is Pastor Greg, host of the Show Generation Radio Show. I like discounts, and I bet you do too. If you're age 50 or older, the Association of Mature American Citizens, AMAC for short, has plenty of discounts available for their members. Airlines, hotels, restaurants, auto insurance, and help with your Medicare plans. What I like most about AMAC is they understand my values, and they're fighting for them every day. Unlike the other guys that just talk a good game, AMAC is actually holding to my biblical Christian American constitutional values. It feels good to belong to a true American organization. Why don't you join me by calling them at 855-696-7930. That's 855-696-7930. 855-696-7930. Again, the number is 855-696-7930. And use the promo code Pastor Greg. That's Pastor Greg. And get your first year on me.
Raw and unfiltered.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
You can speak with a capitalist, evangelist, and conservative warrior now. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, back to Wayne Allen Root, Raw and Unfiltered.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, Raw and Unfiltered, the sponsor of this segment of the show, Freedom Health Alliance. Freedom Health Alliance. Because our nation is in such turmoil, our immune system is facing the most stress perhaps in history. And Freedom Health Alliance is like the cavalry coming to the rescue. They offer remarkable natural products to supercharge your immune system. And that's what you need right now, a supercharged immune system. And now they're offering a very special package of products only for my fans and listeners, saving you 50% on products I personally use and love. My personal favorite, Active Silver Solution, plus liquid vitamin D complex, plus premium probiotic formula, and natural immune support. All four of those in a bundle called the Root Freedom Bundle, handpicked by me for you at 50% off, 5-0. These are the products that are making a dramatic difference in my health. I hope they will do the same for you. Call Freedom Health Alliance. Toll free at 888-910-0341. 888-910-0341. That's 888-910-0341. Use promo code WAR to get 50% off the Root Freedom Bundle, or visit freedomhealthalliance.com. And again, WAR gets you 50% off, 5-0, half off, freedomhealthalliance.com, toll free, 888-910-0341. And as I always say about all my advertisers, if you're driving and you can't remember that or write that down, just remember WayneRoot@gmail.com. Who could forget WayneRoot, my name, at gmail.com? And just email me and say, Wayne, I love the product you were advertising, the sponsor of your show. I love Freedom Health Alliance. I love the vitamin company. I love the nutritional company. I love the silver company. Whatever you want to call them, get me their information, their phone number, their website. I couldn't take it down. Or any other advertiser, and boom, I get it for you. WayneRoot@gmail.com. So I mentioned earlier that real estate's on fire in Nevada, and real estate's on fire in Florida, and real estate's on fire in Texas. And I know for a fact my favorite place in the world is Park City, Utah. And I know Park City, Utah, the houses are going through the roof. You can't, in all these places that are safe, that aren't filled with COVID, and people live in houses that are nowhere near their neighbors. People live in private homes, not, you know, bunched up on subways or bunched up on buses or bunched up on trains or bunched up on in apartment buildings where they share the same heat and air conditioning vents. In those places that are wide open, nobody's dying of COVID. It's safe. It's safe. Thank God Nevada's pretty safe. Compared to New York and California, Nevada's really safe. And so are a lot of other states. And they happen to have low taxes, and that's why the real estate's through the roof. Florida's really safe. It's never been locked down, seriously. Never. Not for a minute was it seriously locked down. My buddy sells furniture in a store in Tampa, Florida, high-end furniture store. They never closed ever for one day. Because DeSantis never had a strict lockdown, ever. But he did for a while close down indoor dining for a very short period of time and then reopened it, among the first in the nation to reopen it, and everything is fine. Everything is great. Why isn't everybody dead if COVID's that bad? Why isn't everybody dead or hospitalized in Florida? Well, guess what? They are dead and hospitalized in New York and California and Illinois and Michigan and all the places they locked people down, Massachusetts, New Jersey. Highest death rates in the world, New York and New Jersey, in the world. Their governor should not be awarded Emmys. Their governor should not be awarded books on leadership. Their governor should go to prison. Pennsylvania, New Jersey, Massachusetts, New York, Michigan, those are the places where they sent all the old people to their deaths in nursing homes. Those governors should go to prison. But back to why it's so hot here. Why the real estate market's so hot in Las Vegas and in Florida. So here's a list of the U.S. states with the highest and lowest taxes. This is put together, this study was published, put together by WalletHub. And number one lowest tax place in America is Alaska, but who'd want to live there, right? Number two is Delaware, believe it or not, but who'd want to live there? Number three is Montana. Now, Montana's beautiful, but it's freezing cold, like 9 months a year. Who'd want to live there? And number four, Nevada. There you can live in Las Vegas and live a great life, very New York-like. Lots of great restaurants. Lots of sunshine and low taxes. Nothing wrong with that. How about Wyoming? Number five. Kind of hard to live there. It's freezing cold. But Florida is number six. That's why everyone's moving to Nevada and Florida. Nevada, number four, lowest taxes. Florida, number six, lowest taxes. Number seven's Utah. I love Utah. Everyone's moving to Utah. Now let's look at the worst tax states in America. Number one is Illinois. That's why everyone's leaving. Number two is Connecticut. That's why everyone's leaving. Number three is New York. That's why everyone's leaving. Number four is Pennsylvania. That's why everyone's leaving. And they're locked down. All the ugly, ugly Northeast, deep blue states, locked down, filled with COVID, high taxes, disaster living in those states. That's why everyone's leaving. They're all coming to Nevada and Florida.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with a high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
War now.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden is cheering final House passage of a massive stimulus bill.
This bill represents a historic victory for the American people. I look forward to signing it later this week.
Biden speaking at the White House and noted that he'll sign the bill in a White House ceremony on Friday. Several Republican lawmakers spoke on Capitol Hill regarding the ongoing crisis at the U.S.-Mexico border. Texas Republican Congressman Troy Neal saying,
Mr. President, I tell you this. Your decisions have second and third order effects. It's now going to be on local state law enforcement in Texas to clean up this mess. It challenges law enforcement. It's difficult enough with our staffing issues. And now we're going to have more and more people enter our county and our state across the country.
USA Radio News.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system. And it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com. Or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
This is Wayne Allen Root raw and unfiltered. Wayne wants to hear from you. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
Wayne on the Root, the Warriors with you. The Root, the Root, the Root's on fire. You're in love. Evangelist, author of the new bestseller Trump Rules, the perfect gift for anyone in your life that wants to get ahead in life. It is not a political book. It is a success book. It is a self-help book. It is the top 10 rules of Trump that allow anyone to achieve great success and do better in life and make more money in life, just as I have used those rules in my own life. Trump Rules, available at Amazon or Barnes & Noble or any place that sells fine books. And I want to give the phone number out because it is time to take some calls. 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK, numerically 833-927-8255. Call from anywhere in the United States, toll free, 833-WAR-TALK. Root for America is my website, rootforamerica.com. You can email me anytime, wayneroot@gmail.com. You can find me at Parler. At Real Wayne Root, Parler at Real Wayne Root. You can listen to the show at usaradio.com and just click on Listen Live. You can go to iHeartRadio 24/7 on demand. Every show is there. My new podcast, War Raw, anywhere podcasts are available. And again, let me stress my email, wayneroot@gmail.com. The phone number, I never gave out the phone number. I said I was going to give out the phone number, 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK, 833-927-8255. Let me get to another important topic here, and that is Cuomo, Andrew Cuomo in New York. A sixth lady has come out to say that he sexually harassed her. This one is telling a much worse story. Again, I want to stress, I have throughout the show, we don't know how true these are or aren't. You know, you're innocent until proven guilty. These are not in a court of law. No one's taken a lie detector test. I think they should, by the way. That's what I would say to remedy this situation, lie detector test. But it doesn't matter because liberals want him to resign for sexual harassment so they never have to hear about the fact that thousands of old people were sent to their death in nursing homes by a Democrat governor. They want to whitewash that entire gigantic scandal involving death, which is so much more important than a scandal involving sexual harassment. They want sexual harassment to be the big story, when in reality, the big story is death. What could be worse than death? Nothing. And no one's accusing Cuomo of raping anybody. So it's just sexual harassment, which is terrible, versus death, which is obviously much worse on the scale. So they want to bury the death story, and they want him to resign and make it go away by pleading guilty and apologizing for sexual harassment. So who knows what's true and what's not true? It's he said, she said. But he's a bad guy. I've always known he's a bad guy. He's an intimidator. He's a vicious thug. You've never seen a worse guy in the history of politics than this guy, Andrew Cuomo, who has always intimidated everyone and threatened everybody. So it wouldn't surprise me in the slightest if he is, in fact, the sexual harasser. But my point is, he said, she said, and you don't know if he is. Because once one person comes forward, they all jump on it. They all jump on it. They all get on the bus. Because it's a bus that allows you to extort money from either the government or for Cuomo himself or for the Democrat Party. Every person that ever worked for him is going to jump on the bus. You'd be stupid not to. And if you're mad at Cuomo for sexually harassing women, shouldn't you be mad at Biden? He sexually harassed women, theoretically. He was charged with it. There were lots of women who came forward with claims. If you didn't believe that Cuomo did it, why would you believe? I mean, if you didn't believe that Biden did it, why are you against Cuomo? I say it's a lie detector test time, but this last gal has come out. She's a much younger female aide. And she says Governor Cuomo aggressively groped her at the executive mansion last year. He put his hand under her blouse and fondled her, she claims. The woman told one of her female supervisors about the encounter with Cuomo at the executive mansion, as well as other incidents of sexual harassment. So, you know what? Maybe this is true, right? It has a lot more credibility when they say, ask somebody. I told them about it at the time 3 years ago, and now I'm coming out with it, and so it's not out of the blue. I told someone. I confided in someone at the time. Then I start to believe it. And this is a very bad guy, Cuomo. Vicious thug. He would have been right at home in The Godfather. He would have been right at home in the Gambino crime family in real life. He is such a thug. Just like his brother, Chris Cuomo on CNN. Did you ever see that video? I remember being on Newsmax TV and telling everyone about that video that someone took with their camera of this of some guy calling him Fredo. Some guy called Chris Cuomo, the younger brother, Fredo, which is, of course, alluding to the younger brother in The Godfather. Fredo, who was Al Pacino's younger brother and was an idiot. Completely incompetent. Just a total idiot. Oh, Michael was the younger brother. Fredo was the older brother. There you go. But Chris Cuomo is the younger brother. So they were referring to him being the idiot brother. It's not young or older, obviously, in this case. It's just idiot brother. Because Chris is, to my knowledge, the younger brother. So anyway, the point is that he called him Fredo, and Chris lost his mind and tried to, you know, literally verbally abuse him and convince him to get into a fight, you know, and use the F word day and night and screamed at him and challenged him to fight. Because Chris appears to me, in my opinion, to be a steroid head. He works out in the gym. He's got huge muscles. I think he's a steroid head. And when you use steroids, you tend to have a very bad temper. So the whole family is a bunch of thugs that yell and scream at people. Bad story. And Cuomo denies all this, but it doesn't matter. Because as far as I'm concerned, charges should be brought against him for what he did for all the elderly people. As I said earlier in the show, it isn't just that he sent them to their deaths in nursing homes. It's that he had an alternative. He had another place to send them. Trump sent that Navy ship. I believe it was an aircraft carrier. But maybe it was a battleship. He sent a big, giant Navy ship to New York and another one to California for them to put all the sick people on, and they never put anybody on them. They were empty the entire time they were there. So all those older people could have been sent to those ships, to that ship, to that hospital, that floating hospital. But instead, he chose to make another decision, and that decision was deadly. Anyway, it's a sad state of affairs. I saw an article. I got to find it now. It was on the UK Daily Mail, and it was about Mexico believing that Biden is irresponsible. Mexico believes that Biden is encouraging all these people to come through Mexico to come to America. And can you imagine what a state of affairs we've come to when Mexico believes that Biden's irresponsible and that this is crazy, that it's going to lead to such a tragedy. It's going to be a third world situation on the American border. When Mexico says that, what do Democrats say? It just doesn't make sense to me. Here's the article. Let me go get it. Here, I got it. I'm clicking on it right now. Here we go. All right, so even Mexico fears Joe Biden's immigration policies will help organized crime. What was my tirade yesterday to end the show? That Joe Biden is clearly owned by the Mexican drug cartel. Mexico's government is worried the new U.S. administration's asylum policies are stoking illegal immigration and creating business for organized crime. Ever since President Joe Biden won the White House, vowing to undo the hardline approach on the border of Donald Trump, Mexico has looked forward to an end to migration burdens imposed by Trump and braced for a new influx of people. They see him as the migrant president, and so many feel they're going to reach the United States, said Mexican President López Obrador. We need to work together to regulate the flow because this business can't be tackled from one day to the next. Among U.S. steps Mexico worries are encouraging migration or improved support for victims of gangs and violence, streamlining the legalization process, and suspension of Trump-era accords that deported people to Central America. Recent Mexican policies are also encouraging migration, according to one assessment. It's not a good situation, man. One Mexican official familiar with migration developments who spoke on condition of anonymity said organized crime began changing its modus operandi from the day Biden took office. What do I tell you? The Biden family, as far as I'm concerned, is my opinion, is bought and paid for by the Mexican drug cartels. They say the Mexican cartels now exhibit unprecedented levels of sophistication. That includes briefing clients on the latest immigration rules, using technology to outfox authorities, and disguising smuggling operations as travel agencies. Migrants have become a commodity. They're now as valuable as drugs for the gangs. But if a packet of drugs is lost at sea, it's gone. If migrants are lost, it's human beings you're talking about. Mexican drug cartels and human smugglers are using a system of colored wristbands to track migrants who paid across illegally into the United States. I hear they're paying between $10,000 and $25,000 a person. Hundreds of colored wristbands, plastic wristbands left behind by migrants, spotted along the banks of the Rio Grande near Benitas, Texas. A witness told Reuters migrants crossing the river on makeshift rafts rip off and dump the red, blue, green, and white wristbands. Some were marked arrivals, some marked entries in Spanish. Use of the plastic wristbands are used by some immigrants who are trying to evade border agents. Others are mostly Central American families or young children traveling without parents. This is all insanity. He's got to be owned by the Mexican drug cartels. Hi, I'm Wayne Alarouche. If you like my radio show, you're going to love my podcast, War Raw. Each podcast, I present my top 10 most outrageous, salacious, and controversial stories of the week. I break down the best of the best raw truth stories for conservatives, libertarians, patriots, taxpayers, Trumpers, and deplorables. Anyone who appreciates God, guns, gold, and tax cuts will stand up and cheer for War Raw. Check out this week's War Raw podcast right now. It's available to download at iTunes, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you listen to podcasts. War Raw.
War Raw.
America's founders knew power corrupts, and ultimate power corrupts ultimately, and absolute power corrupts absolutely. That's why they built in checks and balances to prevent any one group from seizing all power.
And that's why our president is elected by a college of electors, to protect the rights of little states like Delaware and Wyoming against giants like New York and California. After all, our country is a republic, the United States of America, not the United States. Our states are independent, sovereign power. Who created the federal government, not the other way around.
And that's why all power ultimately lies in we the people and the states, not a central dictatorship of cronies. Did you know that? Thank God for the U.S. Constitution.
Find out more how our amazing Constitution and Bill of Rights protect us, the citizens, against power-craved politicians in Washington. Help us take back America. Go to OurAmericanRights.com. Brought to you by the American Media Council.
Hear that? That is the sound. No, that is the sound of the wrecker. That is the sound of the tow truck.
That is the sound of your car stuck in the snow and the tow truck is on its
way. You know what the tow truck is coming for? The tow truck
is coming for your wallet.
That's what it's coming for. I know.
That's what it's coming for.
Listen, this is Billy Gerard here, Rockstar Radio. I have the solution.
It is called Track Grabber. TRACGRABBER.
Go there. TrackGrabber.com. Winter is coming. Do not let this sound be you.
Track Grabber. TRACGRABBER.
Go there. Get these. They are inexpensive. They will save you a fortune in the long run, and they will save you from getting stuck. Go to TrackGrabber.com. Log on. Get yourself a pair. Get a pair for the family. They're easy to install, and they will get you out of the mud, the snow, the sand. They will save you from the wrecker bills. Oh, my goodness. They will pay for themselves the first time you use the TrackGrabber.com. Promo code ROCKSTAR saves 25%. That's TrackGrabber.com. Promo code ROCKSTAR.
You've heard me talking about MyPillow for 3 years, folks. It's the truth. I get the best sleep of my life with a MyPillow. You can do it too. 60-day money-back guarantee, 10-year warranty, made in the USA. You'll sleep well or you'll get your money back. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, use my promo code USA, get two MyPillow premium pillows for the price of one, or call 1-800-951-8175. Get the best sleep of your life and do it now.
Raw and unfiltered.
What do you...
Power grid failures and natural disasters. They happen too often now. Will financial collapse be next?
What kind of emergency plan do you have for the next sudden food shortage? If you don't, it's time to prepare. At MyPatriotSupply.com, we make it easy for you. Our emergency food storage kits stay fresh for up to 25 years. They ship fast and discreetly to your door. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
The following is a paid announcement. The advertiser was paid a marketing fee for a digital campaign. Please make sure to review our disclaimer on our report page.
The new year is here, and the time is now to capitalize on the gold stocks boom in the U.S. markets. More stimulus and higher inflation could potentially drive gold prices to record highs in 2021. And with gold exploration stocks poised to skyrocket in the coming months, you have an opportunity to position your trades with red-hot gold exploration stock opportunities. Text the word GOLD to 48542. Get front row access to market intelligence when you text the word GOLD to 48542 and to set your investment research strategy to hyper growth mode with your free subscription to the Gold Market Research Report. Text GOLD to 48542 and have this red hot intelligence delivered directly to your mobile device so you can make decisions as market conditions change. If you're interested in our hit list of the most promising gold exploration stocks, then text the word GOLD to 48542 and don't get left behind in 2021. Text GOLD to 48542.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Broadcasting across the country on USA Radio Network from Las Vegas, this is Wayne Allen Root, Raw and Unfiltered. Now, back to the Warrior.
Can you imagine how bad it is when the Mexican government says that you're crazy, you're loco? Biden is a madman, a suicide bomber. The border is filled. There's a crisis. There's a massive emergency. They're coming in by the thousands, maybe the tens of thousands, the hundreds of thousands per month. This is going to be a horrible year for illegal immigration. Biden wants them all in. The people around him want them all in. Biden doesn't really want anything. Biden's brain dead. Biden doesn't know where he is, who he is, nothing. But the people around him, I call him O'Biden because I think it's Obama actually running the country. I think the old president is the new president. Biden's not the president. Biden clearly has no grasp of reality. We've elected a man that this scam was carried off by the national media. Can you imagine trying to pull this off as a Republican? Can you imagine pulling off a Republican candidate, doesn't know what day it is, what time it is, where he is, what office he's running for, doesn't know his own policies? Yet they let them do it. They let the Democrats carry out the scam of all time. First they let him carry out the scam of Obama, the Manchurian candidate. Then they carried out the scam of Obamacare. What a scam. What a scam. My rates went up times four. I was paying $500 a month. It went to $2,000 a month. Then there was the scam of Benghazi. Then there was the scam of the IRS, using the IRS to destroy political opponents of Obama. And then there was the scam of the cover-up of the spying on Trump and the scam of Russian collusion and the scam of impeachment over a Ukrainian phone call. And then the scam over January 6th. Trump didn't inspire anything. Everybody gives speeches. Every politician gives speeches. Kamala Harris gave so many speeches and interviews where she praised Black Lives Matter as they were killing cops, beating cops, throwing bricks at cops, throwing Molotov cocktails at cops, burning down buildings, burning down retail stores, looting retail stores, destroying entire downtowns, taking over entire downtowns. She praised it, and she raised money for an organization that paid for the bail for all the criminals who then went on to commit new crimes. That's what Kamala Harris did, compared to Trump giving a speech, then a few people ran into the Capitol building with the police opening the door and saying, come on in, and Trump's the worst guy that ever lived. Another scam. And the election, the stolen election, now that's a big scam. And the fact that you can't talk about it, that's a big scam. But the biggest scam of all is Joe Biden not having dementia. I said he had dementia. day and night for a year before the election. And nobody wanted to listen to me. And in the end, one of the reasons I left Newsmax is because Newsmax wouldn't allow me to say it anymore. So we had a big fight about it, and they decided not to renew my contract. Can you imagine? They didn't want to allow me to say that Joe Biden has dementia. And guess what Joe Biden has? Dementia. I was right. I was right. The whole situation is so out of control. Now they, you know, I say, and I'll be proven right when I say that Joe Biden and the Democrat Party is owned by the Mexican drug cartels. And by the way, the University of Cal Berkeley is on its way to becoming an Hispanic-serving institution, which means at least 25% of undergraduate students identify as Chicana Latina. I've never even heard of these words. Chicana X Latinx. What does that mean? You're not allowed to say, I guess, Chicano or Chicana or Latino or Latina anymore because there's more than just men and women, right? Everybody's now got to be transsexual or gender fluid. USC Berkeley's Chancellor Carol Christ announced in August of 18 her intention to set the UC Berkeley campus on a journey to become an HSI by 2027, meaning an Hispanic serving institution, HSI. I never even heard that word. And that's defined as anyone with an enrollment of undergraduate full-time equivalent students that's at least 25% Hispanic at the end of the year. How crazy is this? How racist is this? The report states that Christ would like to see 25% of undergraduate students self-identify as Chicanx, Latinx by 2027. That's the priority. This is one of the boldest goals in the campus's strategic plan for at least 25% of enrolled undergrad students to self-identify as Chicanx, Latinx, for the university to be a preferred destination for Pell Grant eligible students, that's always black or Latino or people of color, and for every student to thrive at Berkeley and to find belonging in all dimensions of the campus towards a true exemplification of comprehensive excellence, everything except the diversity of conservatives. We've got to be driven off campus. We've got to lose our careers. We've got to lose our jobs as professors. We've got to lose our scholarships. We've got to lose our role, our slot in college. God forbid you're a straight white male. Six other UC schools were already HSI designated. Wow, UC Davis, UC Santa Barbara, UC Riverside, UC Merced, UC Santa Cruz, and UC Irvine. Everything in life is about diversity except conservatives. They don't want any conservatives. UC Berkeley Diversity and Community Fellow Allison Cohen told Campus Reform she'd like to see quotas apply to other racial minorities as well. How about conservatives? I would like to see their face, their mouths drop open when I tell them I absolutely love quotas. So how much of your school is devoted, student body quota is devoted to conservatives? To white, straight, male conservatives. How many of those are allowed on campus at UC Berkeley? WayneRoot@gmail.com, my website, Root for America, and find me at Parler at Real Wayne Root. Have yourselves a great night. God bless.
The following is a paid announcement. The advertiser was paid a marketing fee for a digital campaign. Please make sure to review our disclaimer on our report page.
The new year is here, and the time is now to capitalize on the EV stocks boom in the U.S. markets. The red-hot EV sector is on fire with no signs of slowing down. Here's just one example of what you can get with the information delivery system from Metals Industry Report. The electronic vehicles market could see a compounded annual growth rate of around 21.1% through 2026, turning into a multi-trillion dollar industry. Text tech to 48542 for more info on the EV market and to set your investment research strategy to hyper growth mode now with your free subscription to the Metals Industry Report. If you're interested in our hit list of the hottest stocks to look at in 2021, then text the word tech to 48542. Text now to get your free subscription from Metals Industry Report. We deliver the data directly to your mobile device so you can make decisions as market conditions change. Text the word tech to 48542. Text tech to 48542.